Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, early on a Monday morning, but you're looking bright and breezy. Hey, what's happened?
Hey, up and about.
Yeah, I suppose
5:30 up this morning, yeah.
Is it true I heard that you did your 10Ks run? Around
15.
15?
Right. I've upped it a bit. No, I haven't. I haven't done it, but I'm chasing the grandkids around.
I heard that you're very much into that mental rehearsal stuff, that you imagine you've run 15.
Exactly right, and I'm on the lounge. Only guy that can run 15 on the lounge. Okay, Rick, funny old weekend of AFL. I only got 5 out of 9, I think, myself.
I got a fair few more than
that. Well, you need them. You're 17 behind still, Rick, so 17's the figure. But a few upsets, few close games. But, I mean, Port got close, but I watched the game, Rick. They were terrible. They were absolutely terrible.
As per... for a lot of at least this whole season, Port have never put together a full four quarters of football and don't look like doing it. I don't know what it is. I've got nothing against a bloke like Sam Powell Pepper per se. You could never question the distance that he travelled. He was up back, he was down front, he was everywhere. He won a lot of balls, but... as I've said before, what's the point in winning the ball if you kick it to the opposition?
And I tell you what, he wasn't alone.
Oh, no.
We coughed the ball up that many times. It was ridiculous. I was watching over, there's half a dozen of us Port supporters there throwing stuff at the TV and everything.
Are there that many
left? There's a couple, yeah. after then, it was another couple less. But anyway, but our forwards, if they think we've got our forward line worked out with Marshall... I mean, he's back to his absolute joke. He can't take a mark, doesn't lead. Big Charlie was not worth a cup full of cold water. Yeah. It was just terrible. The backs will not pick up. That little Given, whatever his name is, he plays all the frees. Well, he kicked 3 or 4 goals. 2 weeks ago, you had little Cozzy kicking 6. I mean, pick him up.
Yes, exactly.
That's all it is, man on man. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah.
The other thing that amazes me is I really don't know... maybe they haven't got the rudder on the boat or they don't know who's running the show. But according to an interview that I read from Boakey, I mean, you're talking about Charlie Dixon. One week the coach is saying he's actually probably the best ruckman we've got in the club. Well, and then Boakey says or inferred they're not interested in picking up Grundy. So what, are they going to go for another whole year next year with no ruckman
as well?
Well,
I suppose Lysett will be back, but...
well, Lysett,
a bit slow and can't jump, but anyway.
Well, I mean, you can argue that Lysett is a premiership ruckman with West Coast. He was only there because Nitnak was out with one of his ACLs. And he's not the worst ruckman, but
he's not going to rip a game apart. But that's enough of that. I was disappointed. I thought back to square one with
them. About the Mighty Crows?
The Mighty Crows.
I've always said they're coming.
Yeah, ahead of themselves, aren't they? But anyway, they'll get done this week. Anyway, we'll get on to this week's games. Melbourne and Collingwood, Rick.
Melbourne and Collingwood?
Yep.
What about them?
Well, what's your tip?
Oh, sorry, that's what we're doing.
Still not listening.
I'll try not to. Melbourne will win.
Yep, I agree. Hawthorn and Gold Coast in Tasmania.
Oh, Hawthorn, definitely.
Hawthorn for me. GWS and Essendon. GWS.
Well,
and
I think
Essendon.
I said something similar last week. Who cares? But
yeah, this is a bit of a who cares win.
Yeah, I'll go for Essendon.
I'm going Essendon. The coach at GWS gave him a big serve.
Yeah.
Only had 8 players that actually stood up, and he named them. Bulldogs and Freo.
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs for me. It's in Melbourne. Geelong and St Kilda.
Geelong.
Geelong for me. This is where we start to disagree, Rick.
Is that right?
Port versus Richmond.
Richmond will win and win comfortably, as they have done on the Adelaide Oval before. They have got absolutely everything to play for because their spot in the 8 is dependent upon winning. It wouldn't matter, Port, whether they win or not, because they can't make the 8.
Wow.
So you're going for Port?
I'm going to go Port. I've given them a serve, but that's just what they come back from is Absolutely, just one of the worst games I've watched.
I thought you said that the week before and the week before, and they've lost three in a row, haven't they?
Oh, who knows? I can't count that high. So Port for me, Richmond for you. North versus Sydney.
Sydney easily.
No, Sydney. Brisbane versus Carlton.
In Brisbane.
Brisbane for me. And this is probably the second one that we'll disagree on. West Coast versus Adelaide.
Now, Adelaide are on a roll.
WA.
They're on a roll.
West Coast for me, Rick. Two different.
They have
the South Australian
They have
clubs.
An incredible incentive, the good old Crows.
What are they? What is it?
Well, the Crows are that if they win a couple more games and the showdown, they'll finish ahead of Port Adelaide. Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
How do you reckon Kenny will go after that?
Probably like that street sign said up during the week, wouldn't it?
Hey, there is a possibility that
despite
the whole year, the Crows could finish ahead of Port.
Now, Rick,
you've ignored that comment.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Let's move on. Crows game Saturday. How's the, they've yelled out that Saad and...
Look, let's get one thing clear. I'm against any concept of racism, no matter whether it's directed at Indigenous people, overseas people who've come as refugees, whatever. But we've got to start, the media's got to start doing things with some degree of responsibility. People, having had a few beers, excitement in situations, say stupid things. However, they've blown this up to a page three story.
It would have hurt him, what they said.
Well, hang on. The bloke himself, Adam Saad, didn't even know the comment had been made.
Oh, he didn't hear it.
Until he'd been told.
Oh, no.
And what's more, evidently, according to the mighty media, who really have reached the bottom of the pit as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, we've got a bit to say about them.
We have. According to the media... whoever said whatever was said was spoken to but wasn't even ejected from the stadium.
Yep.
So, let's get things back into proportion a bit. That's all I've got to say. I mean,
I agree. I agree with you. I didn't realise he hadn't heard it. I mean, it should have been just under the bridge and he wouldn't have had to worry about it, would he?
Well, it is another example of the media obviously struggling to fill space and time.
Yep.
Will do anything with no regard to sensible, balanced reporting to fill time and space.
Yep.
And I agree.
Okay, that's enough of the AFL, I think, Rick. We've covered our tips.
Yeah.
So two different this week. The local BLNG, Rick, I'll quickly run through last week's game. Gawler Central losing to Tanunda by a few goals. Not by a heck of a lot. Barossa quite convincingly went over Freeling. Freeling have improved, but obviously not enough.
Yeah, not a surprise even, really.
Probably the next one is the Willeston-Angaston game, which I tipped Angaston.
We both did, I think. Did you hear that?
Willeston,
we both did.
Are you sure? Willeston are absolutely gone. Right?
They're shocked.
Absolutely. They will not. They're out the four now, and they will not get back in.
Well, I think in preparation, and listeners, Phil's preparation today is mind blowing. I think in preparation, we mentioned that they will not possibly win another game.
No,
and they're not just losing.
They got Tanunda this week at Tanunda.
Yeah.
Then they play Barossa, which is a huge game.
Well, it could be a huge game if Willeston became competitive, but I just can't see it.
And then the last game they go to Newry, and Newry don't lose at Newry too often.
That's true.
So they've got a hard run home, and that'll be, I reckon, the end of Jarman, as I said last week.
Well,
the end of the year.
They're not getting beaten, they're getting thrashed.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so we'll go on to this week's games.
Can I just mention the game that I covered? Because even though...
Oh, I didn't say that, I'm sorry.
No, that's
South
all right.
And Kapunda.
Yeah. The funny thing is that obviously when South win by 95 points, you'd say that's an absolute drubbing.
You can. That was an absolute drubbing.
Well, Phil, it's interesting you say that because although the scoreboard indicates that to be absolutely correct, they remain, unlike Willison, who I saw the week before, Kapunda never threw the towel in. They were hard at the ball, hard at the body, and, okay, they're beaten by a classy and greater talented throughout and over the entire ground. But I'll give credit to Kapunda for, as I said, they really tried hard. They were just outclassed by a very good side.
And South Gawler having two out too in the state game.
That's right.
And Burton and Pisani were out.
That's right.
State commission, which our state country side beat, easily accounted for WA as well. What you were saying then, Rick, was Kapunda gave 100%, and we always give 100%. Every time you go and play, you give 100%, don't you?
Well, you do.
Unless you're donating blood.
Ah, touche. You can thank me afterwards for preparing you for that.
All right, so we go to this week's games quickly, Rick.
We'll I can't believe you remembered it.
I had to write it down.
I don't doubt that.
Okay, we've got Barossa and Central at Barossa.
Barossa and Central. Barossa, not only will they win, but they'll win comfortably because percentage-wise, et cetera,
they're spotting
them to ensure a place in the four, which I think they're going to get.
Yeah, but I do.
They will really... I mean, the only thing that could count against them, not that they'll lose the game, was if it's soaking wet, they won't win by as big a margin, but they'll win and win big.
It is damp up there this morning.
I bet it is.
They've got... Barossa got a pretty good run home. They got Central, obviously, this week. Then they got Willesden, and then last game that you probably won't put down, they got South at Barossa. So
they should win those other two.
Yeah, two out of three they should win. Okay, Newry and Freeling at Newry.
Newry comfortably.
Newry easy. Tanunda and Willesden at Tanunda.
Well, you cannot believe that Tanunda won't win after Willesden's shocking form of late. But... dare I say it, Tanunda, if they have an up day, they'll win comfortably, and who knows if they have a bad day.
Yeah, I agree. But, yeah, Tanunda for me. Angaston and Kapunda at Angaston.
Angaston and Kapunda.
I'm going with the home side. I'm going with Angaston.
Yes, I will too.
I reckon they're just the in-form side out of the four, basically.
Yeah, that's true.
And
they won't make the four, though.
No.
Because they've got a bye coming.
Yeah, they've got a bye to come. Last game of the year, that is their bye round. So, okay, so at the moment then we've got the four looks like South, Newry, Tanunda and Barossa.
I do not think that will change.
I don't think it will either, Rick.
I mean, I cannot see Willesden turning it around, and that's the only possibility. Kapunda have got a bye this week, I think it is, so they can't make it either.
So you won't be doing their game this week.
No, the car just automatically goes to wherever Kapunda's going.
Yeah, so so they got a buy and Angaston have a buy, so that's probably buggered them up.
Yep.
So nothing else on the Brosson light. That's it.
No. I think the reality is that, and it's in a two horse race. It's never over until they run past the finishing line. But I'll make it the statement now: whoever wins this year's flag will have to beat South Gawler to do it.
I do agree with you. It'll be South and Newry, I would think.
South is such a beautifully balanced side. They've got depth. They've got, you know, they take their two best players out and still win by 95 points.
That's right. Exactly.
They're a class act.
Yeah. So there we go. What about the Commonwealth Games, Rick?
Oh, I'm excited, Phil.
Emma McKeough, she's the biggest winning gold medalist now in history.
She was the night before she had equaled it, and now she's gone past it with another one. To be honest, Phil, with all due respect to these elite athletes that we have and the Commonwealth Games, I reckon you could turn up and at least collect a bronze.
Cool. In what?
Lawn bowl.
Oh, no. You see me bowl, Rick. It's not good.
No.
I might be better in running.
There's a lawn bowls comp.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know, but I think I might be better at running.
No, folks. That is definitely not the case. No, I just think that it's a foregone conclusion. I know that relative to our population, we punch above our weight in world competition. Now, unfortunately, the Commonwealth is not the world, and there are very few countries in the Commonwealth Games up to our sort of sporting, general sporting levels. And so, you know, surprise, surprise, we win 1,000 gold medals.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you got England, probably New Zealand.
New Zealand and England.
Yeah, that's probably about it, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, even though you've got, say, India, which
is a big... Yeah, they can't swim, though,
well, can't. No.
And swimming's our big thing.
Well, it's our biggest.
And bike and cycling. Obviously, we're very good at cycling.
They're the two. Right. Now, the interesting thing is that in world standards, our track and field is only, dare I say, average. And yet, you wait and see. We'll win heaps of gold in track and field because it's sort of like competing at the B-grade level of world sport.
Yep. Well, our high jumper, she jumped 204 the other day and got a gold medal.
That's right.
It's probably not high enough in she won a Commonwealth. I think it was a Commonwealth record, but it's not Olympic record.
Well, so. I mean, obviously, there are exceptions to all generalities spoken, but it is, you know, with exceptions, I think, being fair, it is a sort of substandard world class event.
Yep, I tend to agree. Yeah. Jess Stenson, gold medal in the running, in a marathon.
Yep.
Which is Jack Trengo's sister.
Yes, I'm actually really pleased for her because, you know, Jack got all the sort of kudos when he was number one draft pick and all that.
Went to Melbourne
and
captain.
And with all due respect to him, he never really lived up to the promise.
No, didn't.
And Jess has been a very, very high standard competitor forever and almost slipped under the radar because of him. And it's great that she's now got the accolades that she deserves.
And a baby later. She's had a baby got a son, little
that's
son.
Right. That's right.
And very close-knit family by the looks. Jack's right into her sport, which is great.
But, I mean, typically, going back to where we were, we will dominate the pool. And always have.
Yep. Hockey's another one. Yeah. We're good at hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
We're world-class hockey too. Yeah. Like, we're very good. We are running out of time,
well,
Rick.
As we run out of time, and because of your incredible preparation and association, I think it's only fair that we associate Australia's stardom in the pool with the joke.
Okay. We've got the producer back.
We have got the producer back. And she has okayed this joke.
Okayed it?
Yes. Cool. As a matter of fact, for those people who aren't aware, our producer is also a swimming instructor, so she's probably biased, but nevertheless.
Right, let's go with it.
The lifeguard told the mother to make her young son stop urinating in the pool. Everyone knows the mother lectured him that from time to time, young children will urinate in a pool. Oh, really, said the lifeguard, but not from the top of the diving board.
I like that. That's very good.
Well, the producer did
too. No, that's very good, Rick.
Yep.
I like it.
So there we go. Until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.